CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on demand. Would you like to hook them with what happened on the show without giving the details? Hook them.
I cried. Okay, here's the hook.
Yeah.
I bawled my eyes out, cried most of the early morning. That's all I can remember, to be honest. Oh, there was a mix-up between judo and taekwondo.
That happened.
There were some hot boys on the phone that are in a band for Friday Live.
Mm.
Ooh.
I mean, not... No, I don't agree.
Adam, you saucy dog.
No, I don't like cheeks. So, no, I love cheeks, though.
Yeah, stalk their socials. Yeah, pretty good looking.
Mm. Which body part in particular is the best?
I just saw their faces on their socials. Like, I wasn't stalk. I didn't go that deep. We were interviewing
wasn't
them.
Like a Red Hot Chili Peppers style promo where they have the socks on the... On the ghoulies. Have you seen them?
Don't know what you're talking about.
It's the
about.
Famous Red Hot Chili Peppers
yeah,
picture.
Yeah, I know, but
socks
we
know.
That's not
nothing
what happened.
Nothing but socks.
No, that's not what happened.
One sock each on the...
And we played a track of theirs as well for Friday Live, and it was an absolute vibe. Did enjoy. We had some actual real local dog news as well as our regular dog news today. We had a bit of a history update, history lesson. Love them from you, Adam. And we played some games. And, of course, it's Fancy Friday and Prize Giving Friday. So we gave away a lot of free stuff.
Mm.
And we had a discussion about bowling and who is the new owner of the bowling alley.
Yeah, I wonder who it is.
I wonder who.
Got to listen to find out.
Yeah.
So here's today's show. That's all that's in there. So you want to have a listen?
Sorry about the tears.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
G'day, Ari. How are you going?
I've already cried today.
Oh, no.
You guys have got me good. You've given me the waterworks. I am feeling very lucky today. The studio is decked out with balloons and streamers and...
Pictures. Love arts.
Oh, my God. Not just pictures, though. Everyone in the office has written a cute little message, a birthday message to me, and it's all stuck on the wall, and there's glitter everywhere, and there was a present on the desk, and I'm... I just can't.
What's the present?
Oh, my God. There's just so many beautiful words. They've left a message for me going, Ariel, you bring so much joy and happiness when you are around. Your energy just boosts anyone around you. Thank you for being amazing. Happy birthday, gorgeous girl. And they gave me flume tickets. I'm going to flume.
You got two tickets. Who are you taking with you?
Oh, my God. I'm taking my bestie, Ash and Hobart.
Ashy.
And I even wrote on here, we hope you enjoy your present, especially since you'll be going with Ash.
Oh, they knew you were going to go with Ash. I thought you might have taken the Hinge boy.
Girls first.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm literally crying. Waterworks today. Oh,
hose,
you guys are the best.
Hose before bros.
Yeah,
I think it's a scientific term.
That's it. Anyway, so thank you, guys. It's my birthday on Sunday.
Could I just one little thing?
Oh, what?
They wrote happy 28th.
They did, but that's fine. I am turning 29.
29.
That's a minor detail that we don't need to discuss. It's so beautiful, isn't it, Adam? Look at all the kind words.
It's the kind of thing you would do.
I know.
So, Mickey and Renner, I think, the ringleaders of this whole operation.
They definitely are. Anyway, so thanks for making me cry on a Friday morning, y'all.
Yeah, it's going to be a teary show.
Oh, it is.
You're going to want to stick around. It's all going to fall apart, no doubt. Here you go, Jamiroquai, for your birthday.
I'm going to Flume.
6:09, Adam and Ari. She's going to Flume.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Some nights, fun, CFM 6:16. What a fancy Friday, by the way.
I am fancy. Don't be looking at me like that. I don't even have pants on. I've got blooming stockings.
Just looking, just checking.
Yeah, I am fancy today. You are too. I like the coat.
Do you like the coat?
Yeah. You've got pants like that.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Sort of like that. They don't go together, though.
There's no red on those pants. But, yeah, this is like a, would you say, tweed?
Yep.
Blazer?
Yep.
Slacks,
it looks nice.
Shirt. Got and me Peaky Blinders
yeah,
hat.
Yeah, the Peaky Blinders hat makes it, adds.
You
good
think
job.
So? Oh,
yep.
Geez.
Looking schmick.
Coming up just after 6:30, we're playing Who Dat Today with Dean Lewis. You've got to spot him from an audio lineup of three. He's coming to Hobart soon too. tune soon.
You know what? Lots of great artists are coming to Hobart.
Yeah, where's the Northwest Coast date?
You know what? Baby steps. They're coming to Tassie. That's a win for us.
Yeah, but Sharks coming
in. We're getting on the map. Let's just baby steps.
Mate, Hobart was on the map like 11 years ago.
Yeah, but not everyone went to Hobart.
Oh, they did. Foo Fighters, Queens of the Stone Age. They all go there now. They've been going there for ages. It's time to come to the coast.
Okay.
I've had just about enough of these artists.
Yeah, you're right. Amy Shark did sell out very quickly in Devonport. Mm.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Much faster than Launceston sold out, might add.
We're better. Burn. We're all right, better. Adam, 5 second rule.
Launceston sucks.
Stop it. Stop it. Okay, in 5 seconds, see if you can beat Adam. Name three things you might find in a greenhouse.
Oh, plants, gases, water.
I think that's pretty good, to be honest.
I was thinking the greenhouse gas. Does that include? Are you including that?
Well, yeah, why not?
Yeah, it's a Friday. Come on, let's all just be going.
Why not? I would have been like, you know, like I would have, instead of saying plants, I would have gone a little bit deeper, maybe like onions, asparagus, spinach. Then you would have had like...
Oh, the specific...
Yeah, there's other sort of plants you can grow in a greenhouse too.
That's true. All right, Ari, you're going to hate this one. You're going to be scared. You're going to be scared.
You're going to make me cry again.
No. In 5 seconds, Ari, please name three birds.
Oh, crow, magpie and a plover.
Yes, a plover.
Freaking hate plovers.
Could have also had a cock or a tit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're birds, aren't they? Birds
they are. No, I'm not that quick.
We've both done well this morning. A round of applause for us all.
Well done, team. I've got some news for you. I don't like peas.
Do you not? They are a bit of a nuisance.
I think they're just an annoying vegetable.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM.
Up next, Ari's got some story about boys at school or something. Get ready for this. Yes, AFM. I was raised in the 1910s and you don't speak about that kind of stuff. How dare you? Tate McRae on CFM's Adam and Ari, 27 past 6. Ari, regale us with a tale of a boy at school. Go on.
So we're talking today on the Facebook page about what have you found out about your teachers. I don't have any of those stories because I was
focused on the study.
I was just focused on the boys.
I'll focus on the boys. Of course.
Pretty much. But I did find out something after I'd left school. So I went to the same school, you know, from the beginning to end. So for us in Adelaide, it was reception to year 12. Because we don't
What's reception, kinder?
It's like the grade before year one.
Prep.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. It's weird. We were in SA. Yeah. And it was the same school. So, like, college is the same in the same area. Anyway,
very strange place.
So I went to school with this really cute boy that I used to absolutely adore for this whole entire time, right? Mm. And I found out once we left school that in grade three, might I add, you know, when you're a boyfriend and girlfriend and then you're not, but then you are and then you're not. And
you don't even talk to each other.
Yeah.
You're just officially together.
And that went on for, like, I don't know, so long. Yeah. I found out that in one of the younger years that, you know, little kid things like, ooh, like, you're my girlfriend. Yeah. He used to write the colour of my underwear underneath the desk table.
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, like you do cartwheels and stuff and, like, you know, like...
Yeah, of course.
But he used to keep track and just write the colour of my underwear and, like, just, like, pink, blue, under the desk.
On the desk?
Under the desk.
So that... How did you find that out?
We were just having a conversation. I think it was after a couple of Beveraginos. And he was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I used to write your underwear colour under the desk. And I was like... High five, mate. Like, good on ya. Bit weird, but good on ya. Don't recommend doing that now. I mean, it's a very strange thing to do.
Yeah.
But I just thought he was the cutest thing ever. And, yeah, how funny is that? So I didn't find anything about teachers, but I did find out about that boy riding my underwear.
How did you run into him? Was it at a reunion or something?
Oh, we're, like, everyone that's from my school in our grade is, like, still close and still friends and everything. So it must have just been at a... birthday party once we left school.
Yeah.
It was like the year after we left school that I found that out. Yeah.
I remember at my high school reunion, a girl I had a massive crush on in grade 7. Nothing ever happened. I just loved that.
Can we call her? Get her on the line?
I don't think I've got her phone number, but she came up to me and was like, oh my God, I was so in love with you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, it's too late.
Why don't they not just tell you?
Should have told me in grade 7, Ella.
Yeah, you should have told Adam. It's too late now. Adam would have been like, I love you too.
This ship has sailed, sister.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
So, Ari, this fella that used to catalogue your undie colours at school, is he the fella from the gym, the locker room with links?
Oh, probably, yeah. Yeah.
He's the same one.
There was like a few boys that were in my grade from... we went to the same school for such a long time. There was kind of like a little sort of rotation, you know, like a couple months it would be one of them, that one, same one. And then it would be a different one and then it'd be like, oh, he likes me now. Ooh. Like literally my whole schooling was literally just about boys.
So you visited a few different ones in that locker room.
I sure did.
We're starting to get to the bottom of it, which is good. Thank you for sharing.
DSCFM. I was raised in the 1910s when we didn't kiss.
It was just kissing.
Boys and girls did not kiss back in the 1910s. I was not raised like this. Justin Bieber, Who Dat next with Dean Lewis, CFM. I miss you
more than I. Ari's getting a bit overwhelmed that she's going to Flume.
I'm so excited I'm going to Flume. Yes, I'm crying again. The girls have just messaged me in the group chat.
Oh, yeah.
You've been so quiet about your birthday this year when you knew it was going to be a hard one. Extra love for you.
Are they trying to upset you?
Are you trying to make me cry on air?
When you have a radio show to do with?
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Bad friends.
Oh, they are a beef. No. Not even in the same category as a bad friend.
Upsetting you on the air.
Oh.
Bad friends.
Waterworks today. Anyway, we are indeed at work, so let's get to it. We're playing Who Dat, not with Flume. Devastating.
Oh. I thought I'd leave that for you next week.
Oh my God, thank you. We're playing with Dean Lewis today. If you can pick out the audio of Dean Lewis, the real Dean Lewis, out of an audio lineup of three, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue cleaner wood heater assessment, and be in the draw for that $50 voucher to spend at a Cut Above Quality Meats.
Phone number again, 1300 655 922, and our clips are as follows. Here's A.
It's kind of autobiographical, but combined with some things, the crazy things that happened to some of my brothers and friends.
Is that Dean Lewis or is it me?
I didn't want to play guitar when I was 14 years old, and he got an electric guitar and he was like, you got to play this.
Is that Dean Lewis or is it C?
So I put it up on there and it just went like viral. So I was so stoked. So I'm like, now we need to actually just try and get a release out of it.
A, B or C, which is Dean Lewis? We'll go again. Here's A.
It's kind of autobiographical, but combined with some things, the crazy things that happened to some of my brothers and friends.
B.
I didn't want to play guitar when I was 14 years old, and he got an electric guitar and he was like, you got to play this.
C.
So I put it up on there and it just went like viral. So I was so stoked. So I'm like, now we need to actually just try and get a release out of it.
Give us a call, 1300 655 922, and tell us which of those three is Dean Lewis.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle jiggle, it falls.
On Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
5 seconds of summer on CFM's Adam and Ari.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
It's Mysterious Mel.
Mysterious Mel, how are you this morning?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
And I gather you'd like to wish Ari a happy birthday?
Oh, absolutely.
29. Thank you.
Yes, correct. She's done well, hasn't she?
Go, Mysterious Mel.
All right, Mel. Do you know Dean Lewis? Are you a big fan of Dean Lewis? Do you know his voice?
I don't know him, no.
That's how Mel. She has a stab anyway.
No, I think I might maybe know the voice.
Okay, well, let's find out. Here's clip A.
It's kind of autobiographical, but combined with some things, the crazy things that happened to some of my brothers and friends.
Clip B.
I didn't want to play guitar when I was 14 years old, and he got an electric guitar, and he was like, you got to play this.
Clip C.
So I put it up on there, and it just went like viral. So I was so stoked. So I'm like, now we need to actually just try and get a release out of it.
Melly, Melly, Melly. Which of those three is Dean Lewis?
Melly Melly's
going to
go A.
It's kind of autobiographical, but combined with some things, the crazy things that happened to some of my brothers and friends.
She doesn't really know him, not that big of a fan, but she does know his voice. That's Dean Lewis.
God, Mysterious Mel, you've done it.
How did you do it?
Well done.
I don't know. You know what? It's funny you said that because you just rang a bell and you asked me exactly the same thing last time. It's just something about the voice.
She just knows.
Anyway, and it just, I don't know, it's funny.
She just...
I actually relate more to hearing the American voice. When I hear, do hear Aussie voice on TV, I think that sounds really weird.
Oh, yeah. They do, don't they?
Yeah, yes. But that's us, not them.
I know. It's weird. It's so weird.
Us do sound funny.
Yeah, you really notice it when you're in the USA as well. You stick out like a sore thumb the way we talk.
But hey, we win prizes.
Good work, Mel.
Very true. Well happy done, birthday. Mysterious Mel.
She's just wished you a happy birthday again,
thank
there.
Thank you.
Clip B was Vance Joy. Clip C, Lude. Mel, you're in the draw for $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood area assessment. $10 to $50 voucher for a cut above quality meats. And we'll draw it later on today because it's prize giving Friday.
Today in history, the thing that happened
thousands of years ago.
Wow, that's a bit... sorry.
What a shocking display.
Sorry. I attempted.
Oh, that's all that counts, I suppose. All right, 10th of June today. On this day in 1935, Alcoholics Anonymous was founded in Ohio by a couple of alcoholics. On this day in 1943, are you listening?
Yeah.
No texting while we're on the air.
I'm just airdropping. Thank you.
No texting while we're on the air. That's a sort of a new rule.
What about sexting? Just kidding.
Well, not unless you're going to share it with the show. And then we'll... Dear CFM, I was raised in the 1910s and we didn't sext back then because we didn't even have mobile phones. I'm outraged.
I'm only kidding.
On this day, 1943, the ballpoint pen was patented in Hungary. Speaking of schools, did you ever have to get your pen licence?
You know what? They stopped that the year I was supposed to get it. So I shouldn't use a pen.
Yeah, I was never licensed to pen either. But they were still doing it when I was the age. So you just
didn't actually earn it?
Well, I think, my class just didn't do it. I think the teacher was like, this is ridiculous, a pen licence. Let's focus on better stuff.
I think it's kind of cool, though.
A pen licence.
Give you the licence to use a pen.
Licensed to pen. James Bond. Licensed to pen. No, he's got a licence to kill. I don't think he has a licence to pen. He shouldn't be writing anything down. On this day in 2003, the Spirit Rover was launched, beginning NASA's Mars Exploration Rover mission. Both of them landed at separate locations on Mars in January 2004, and both rovers far outlived their planned missions. One was active until March 2010, the other active until June 2018.
Oof.
And they sent back some of the highest resolution photos we'd ever seen from another planet. Mars is weird. You've seen pictures of it? Imagine just being on Mars.
Mm.
The sky's all red. There's just dirt everywhere. But it's like cold. It's weird.
Like strange.
Further from the sun than us.
So just stay on Earth, thank you.
Yeah, good.
Hey, good point.
Yeah, hey. And on this day in 2007, The Sopranos finale aired on HBO. You ever see A Soprano?
No.
It's a pretty good show. It's one of the all-time great shows. You should watch it.
No.
Listen to the theme tune.
Yeah, I'm thinking this theme tune sounds familiar.
One of the HBO classics.
Nah, just keep watching Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, but you can enjoy both. I'm not going to news. I'm listening to the entire theme.
You would. You're so weird.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now anywhere you are on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
Happy birthday to Ari.
Thank you for Sunday.
For Sunday. What a black
Even day. Though this week I have also said it was Saturday. It's not Saturday. It is indeed on Sunday.
You don't know what day it is. The team think you're turning 28. It's a mess.
It's fine. I love it. It's a beautiful mess.
There's no need to be positive.
Yes, there is.
All right.
Reasons.
No need to get all positive
all
about
reasons.
It.
Reasons.
Chucking stuff at me.
Yeah.
She's chucking stuff at me.
Yeah.
You.
Stop it.
Coming up this hour before 8 o'clock, Friday Live, as we do every Friday, the Grogans today joining us on the phone. Word Sanger, there's a way to win right there.
There, sure. That is a way to win right there. I just don't know how to talk to you today.
Dog news is coming up.
I love dog news.
I have a story that is like a news story and it's related to dog.
Wow.
Call it dog news.
Who would have thought, Adam? Who would have thought that?
And up next, going to talk about what did you find out about your teacher?
Tell us the goss.
You can call in with a story, 1300 655 922, or just call in Wish Ari a happy birthday. 1-300-655-922. Go for it. The line is yours. Phone's open all morning, in fact. Jax Jones on the seat.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Go spinach.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, we're on the same page.
For once.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Jax Jones on CFM's Adam and Ari. It is 7:15. What did you find out about your teacher? So, me and the lads, we used to spend a lot of time not learning, but trying to find stuff out about the teachers.
You spent a lot of time making skits about your teachers.
About the teachers, yeah. Some of the jocks were targeted too. The popular kids, we like to bring them down a little peg or two. We uploaded these skits to MySpace and there were people like in younger grades with their, you know, early iPods, you know, the big thick ones, walking around with our comedy skits on them.
They did not.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, for real.
Did you actually have, like, was your year level actually split with, like, cool people and not cool people? Or not cool, but, you know.
Yeah, popular people, nerds, really? Spocks, yeah. There's all kinds of different groups. Musos, jocks. Yeah. I mean, I was sort of friends with some of the jocks, but not after the comedy skits. But, yeah, we had a teacher. He had lots of Bulldogs merch, a Bulldogs mug. He'd always wear Bulldogs caps, stickers on his office. And we found out that he played for the Western Bulldogs. We never got to the bottom of whether he played. There were so many rumours about this teacher as well, not just about this. But we never found out if did he play one game and then he got kicked out for having a fight with someone, or was he just on the reserves, or did he play a whole season?
Oh, so you never got...
Yeah.
The details.
But we knew he was... Oh, no, there's no way I can call him. Remember I told you about these comedy skits? They threatened us with defamation.
Yeah, but
he's not going to want to appear on the radio program.
If it wouldn't be so funny.
Yeah, but...
come on, Adam, we've got to try.
No, he doesn't have much of a sense of humour about himself, I discovered when I was 16 and threatened with defamation by a teacher. But, yeah, so some of the comedy skits are about, I play for the Western Bulldogs. Like, that was his thing he'd always say, even though he never said that once. I play for the Western Bulldogs. No, I played a whole season and all this. And one of the funny things was there were all these rumours that he was having all these affairs with all these teachers because he was real flirty with the teachers.
Okay.
And so part of the comedy skit was, he'd been with all the teachers.
Okay.
And he, in the office, when he was getting us in trouble, he was like, yeah, I actually listened to it with my partner and she was quite upset.
Sore point.
Yeah, mate, well, if there's some truth in it, that's not our fault. Turn up the
music. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. I've got a feeling I'm going to be all right. Call 1-300-655-922. It's about
damn time. Caden from the street team reckons I'm being a big sook.
Hey, guys, you should start a segment called Cat News. Adam could feature today because he's a scaredy cat, doesn't want to call his teacher.
Well, one, I don't have his number, and two, the guy threatened me with defamation of character when I was 16.
That's pretty intense, isn't it? Like, that's pretty hectic. That's not like, oh, you go into the principal's office, like, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's
like... Imagine if
You're 16, though. Well, like, you're...
Yeah, imagine you get into teaching. You're like, I want to get into teaching so I can threaten some 16-year-olds with defamation if they make fun of me. You know what I mean? You know, comedy skit. They should have rewarded me. Look at me now. I'm on the radio.
You're teenagers.
Making comedy skits.
Yeah, now you do it for a job. It's so good.
There was another teacher we found out from the timetable, his first name. You know, you call him Mr. Blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
We found out his first name, so we started yelling it in the back corner. Don. Don, and then looking away, so we didn't know who said it, and he came over to the table and he was like, who was using my name in vain? Like he's Jesus Christ or something. Don't use his name in vain.
What?
Who was using my name in vain?
I do think, though, that maybe it's a little bit more relaxed. Like, where? I think kids nowadays at school do know their teachers' first names, possibly. Mm. Do they?
I have no idea.
I don't have any kids. Don't know. But
I don't know. I think it's still Mr. Blah Blah. He's still...
I honestly don't think I know any of my teachers' first names.
Mm.
Like any of them.
Yeah, we found out from that timetable and we had a field day. We used his name in vain.
Yeah, Ari. Report him to the principal's office.
Britt has written in, we had Matthew Richardson's mum as a subteacher a few times. It's pretty cool.
Ooh.
Find that about your teacher.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Oh, and
I'll say. Walk me home like a dog. Ari, you don't need Hinge, mate. You do not need Hinge. Get a load of this dog news story.
Yes, please.
You've got a dog.
Yes, I do have a dog.
This is how you can meet a lovely boy. And he sounds like a lovely boy, the fella in this story. Lovely
well, tell boy. Me about him.
I will. A woman was left horrified after she received a text from a man who got her number in the creepiest way possible. What are you thinking? What comes to mind right now? What are you thinking?
How like did he get that number? One of those community notice boards where it's like, walk your dog, here's the number. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. She'd been taking her dog for a walk when a stranger stopped to pat the animal. But little did she know he'd taken the opportunity to also memorise her phone number from the dog's collar.
Oh, that's creepy.
Pretty
that
creepy.
Is creepy.
Bit creepy.
That is very creepy.
The anonymous woman shared a screenshot of the text she received from the creepy man just hours after bumping into him. It read, "Hey, I got your phone number from your dog's collar. Thanks for letting me pet her. We should hang out."
That's really creepy.
As unsettling as that text was, the sender wasn't done, following up with two further messages that I'm sure impressed her even further, less than 5 hours later. "Hello," he wrote in one. And then another one, "Why do you even have a number on her collar if you don't want people to text you? What the f***? Such a tease." He's having
no.
a go because she didn't write back.
No.
He's sort of
he did not say that. Hmm? That is not the reason why there's a number
I
on
know.
The dog's collar.
Pretty simple why the number's there. If the dog gets lost, you contact
yeah.
the owner.
Yeah, actually, on that note, it would be super awkward in my case because guess whose number's on Sandy's collar?
Your ex? Is it? You've got to change it. 1-300-655-922. Make it the hotline for the show.
I could put it on there if you want
so
me to.
So some creepy dude has a look
Imagine.
At Santi's collar, goes, "Hey, baby, thanks for letting me pet your dog. We should hang out." Goes straight to your ex.
Yeah. That'd be pretty funny. Maybe we should text him off your phone.
Yeah. See how it goes. Well, it goes without saying that the woman had her number on the dog's collar in the event that should the pet go missing, she could be contacted, obviously.
Yeah.
The messages have been shared on Reddit, where they have left people baffled. One commenter said, "That is next level creepy." Another said, "If you're getting bad vibes or they're looking at your dog's collar for a bit too long, you need to leave."
I have a theory with this. So if she thought he was good looking.
Yeah.
If she thought that he was like so incredibly good looking and yep. just like gorgeous, would she have still thought it was creepy?
She would have loved it.
She would have loved
it. It would have been the hottest thing ever.
Yeah. So I have been watching TikToks, obviously, and there's a TikTok going around that's like, it's creepy when they're not attracted to you.
Yeah.
And it's hot or okay, like, you know, it text messages like that.
Yeah.
And like being so forward when you find them attractive.
Yeah. So it's confirmed he was an uggo.
Yep.
All's well that ends well.
No, not for him.
Suck me in.
Yeah,
no, but also, obviously he's a jerk too
yeah,
with the follow-up messages. So
yeah.
Ugly and a jerk.
Dodged a bullet.
Just want a dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
I don't like peas.
Do you not?
No.
They are a bit of a nuisance.
I think they're just an annoying vegetable.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM.
All right, we have a dog on the loose in Devonport. Hello, CFM, who's this?
It's Belinda. I'm just ringing in about a random dog running down Valley Road.
Oh, Valley Road, just around the corner from our Devonport station. What sort of dog is it?
It does have a little collar. Tried to stop to get, obviously, a phone number. It's a tiny dog with a coat on. It's just going into Devonport TAFE.
Right. Going into Devonport what, sorry?
Into the TAFE.
Oh, the TAFE.
It's in the schoolyard, in the actual TAFE yard.
Right.
All right, so if you're missing a tiny dog that's wearing a coat, it's currently running around
the TAFE. Tan-coloured
little tiny thing.
It's running around the TAFE in Devonport on Valley Road.
Yep. Thanks
Thank
for
you
call.
So much.
Thank you. Bye.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. Theo, our word machine, will give you two words. If you know the middle word, give us a buzz. Pick that phone up and dial 1-300-655-922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days.
Yeah, so the way it works, basically, let's say ink something lock is, you know, an example of what you might get as a clue. Theo, where are our words today?
Your words for today are ink,
and lock.
Oh, ink and lock. What a coincidence. Ink something, something lock.
I just tried to work it out. I would have said that. Oh, you're lucky.
Well, it's right here on the show plan.
I know, I don't read it.
You would have known if you read the show plan. Ink something. You going to do it with me?
Yeah, ink
something, something, something lock. Yeah, we need the something in the middle. The phone number, if you know what's ink in the middle, is 1-300-655-922.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Gonzo from Devonport on to play Word Sanger. Have you ever heard of a guy named Hunter S. Thompson, Gonzo?
No, I haven't.
His nickname was Gonzo. He invented gonzo journalism.
I bet you didn't have a big nose, though.
Like the Muppet Gonzo.
That's it.
Let me ask you this, Gonzo. Do you have a big nose?
Yes, I do.
Ah, good on you. Embracing the big nose.
I love it. Go, Gonzo.
That's our Gonzo. All right, Gonzo. The word machine Theo going to give you those words. You give us that middle word. Let's do it.
Your words for today are ink and lock.
What goes in the middle, Gonzo?
Pad.
The word for my Sanger is pad.
Oh, of course.
Ink pad. Padlock.
He's done it.
Of course. What else would it be? That's such a good word, Sanger! Go, Gonzo! Well done, you're in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants. We'll be giving that away today because it's Prize Giving Friday.
Sweet.
Friday, live, showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
It is CFM's Friday Live. We do it every Friday. And we're very excited to have on the phone with us Gus. He's from the Melbourne band The Grogans. Gus, are you there? Do we read you?
Yes, I'm here.
There he is. Thanks for joining us. So are we reaching you right now in Melbourne?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Yep, just down here in Melbourne.
Yep. How's things over there?
Yeah, not too bad. It's been a bit of a brisk week, a bit chilly, but...
Yeah, I think the whole country's pretty cold right now, I think, Gus.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys are even colder.
Yeah, well, it's good you're getting prepared up there in Melbourne by being cold, because you're kicking your tour off here in Tassie, and you're kicking it off right here on the northwest coast.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Devonport, the first show is at the Pub Rock Diner.
Yeah, and then there's one in Lonnie too, the Royal Oak, so if people really like the show in Devonport, go see another one in Lonnie, because it's only an hour away.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's right. I think we got then one in Republic Bar in Hobart, I think, the following night. So, yeah, we're doing a few shows, which will be good.
Three.
We've only ever played in Hobart before, so...
Really?
We get to Devonport and Launceston. Yeah.
So we've got to do Devonport proud, people.
Yeah.
Come on, band together.
Well, I think it's cool to play in Devonport now, because I think Amy Shark set the trend. She's coming in August, so you're doing the right thing, Gus.
The new trend.
So you've got a new single, Inside My Mind, that we're going to play very shortly. Is this part of a bigger album release?
Quite possibly. Can't release too much, but there's definitely a whole lot more to look out for.
Yeah, cool. And who's the songwriter? Are you the songwriter?
This track, Quinn, the singer, he actually had an idea for this track, I think, around year 12 or just after he got out of high school, and it just kind of sat in the back pocket for a while, and it wasn't until last year that when we got a chance to get together between lockdowns that we actually sat down and went through it and kind of wrote it to how it is now and polished it off kind of thing and got the structure for it. And yeah, so it's been around, but yeah, it wasn't until last year that we all kind of sat down and went through it.
So the trio of you have been together since 2016. That's a long time. Have you always sat in that surfy rock space, or is there any other styles of music that you create?
Yeah, so, we definitely like to play a whole range of different music. I mean, we really like getting into the blues side of stuff and... even more a bit of the punky, garagey type stuff, and then even going over to the other side of the spectrum, going some bit of reggae bits and pieces here and there. But so yeah, we don't like to kind of keep it in the one range of music, I guess you could say. We like to branch out and keep it fun, I guess.
Nice, love a bit of reggae,
a group of genre benders.
Yeah.
So at your shows, can anyone that's wanting to go along kind of experience all sorts of genres throughout the show as well?
That's what we try to kind of do it. Have a good versatile kind of set list that keeps the whole set, keeps people excited and their feet kind of thing.
Oh, amazing.
And Gus, do the Grogans have an online presence? We can follow you if we like this song?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We're on Spotify and Apple Music and all those streaming services. But yeah, I think the main ones would probably be Instagram, the Grogans Band, and Facebook, I think. So they're probably the main two that we're across.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you want to have a look, go for it.
And catch them live in the flesh next Thursday at Pub Rock Diner in Devonport. Gus, thanks for joining us, and let's hear your song Inside My Mind.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me.
The Grogans, Inside My Mind for CFM's Friday Live. They're playing live in Devonport next Thursday.
Good-looking band, might I add.
You approve?
Good-looking band.
Hot boys going to be here in Devonport next Thursday.
See you there.
Good song too.
Oh yeah, good music. And a really good song.
Just for the people that are blowing our phone lines up right now, yes, we are giving away a $100 Woolies gift card after 8, so hang tight.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
G'day, Ari. Happy birthday.
Thank you for Sunday. Thank you very much. Feeling the love today. Definitely feeling the love. We've just got a cake delivery too, so I hope you're ready to eat a lot of cake.
Where'd the cake come from? Your mum in Adelaide?
Yeah,
Did she ship it from Adelaide or?
No, she got one of my friends who does cakes on the coast to make me a cake. And we'll actually make the office a birthday cake and then me a separate one that's lactose free.
Oh, yeah.
So you better eat cake, otherwise she'll be mad.
Yeah, I'll be eating some cake. Coming up this hour, Mark Vernon, the sales manager. He's the one that bought the Devonport Bowling Alley.
Yeah.
So he's going to come in.
He is the one that bought that bowling alley.
He's going to come in. He's going to tell us what he's playing at.
Yeah. Give us all the details, Mark.
Chorus King's on the way too. There's a way to win.
There's a way to win.
Birthday book. We read a list of people who are having a birthday today. So if you'd like to add to that list. Go to the website.
Actual birthdays are today.
CFMTAS.com.au. People do include the weekend ones too.
Sometimes they do.
Don't want to give anyone any ideas because it is a 3-day weekend, so the birthday book might go for 20 minutes, but.
But it's worth it.
All right, let's do it. No one cares about our radio show. They just want the $100
Woolies
gift card.
They do. It is time. 1-300-655-922. What's your favourite local Tassie made product at Woolies?
Except for Better Milk, Blue Banner Pickled Onions, Ash Grove, Amaze Bowls and Duck River. We don't want double ups.
No, you could be walking away with a $100 gift card to Woolworths. First person through the lines will walk away with that gift card.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's Hit Music Station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Lost Frequencies, Callum Scott, CFM's Adam and Ari giving away a $100 Woolies gift card. Rachel from Burnie is the first one through. Rachel, what we need to know from you is what's your favourite Tassie-made item at Woolworths?
Cadbury's chocolate.
Are you going to accept that, Ari? Is it on the list?
Well, I have the list. You've got the list. But isn't Cadbury's made in Hobart?
Down there in Claremont. I think you're absolutely correct, Rachel. I think we're going to have to give you a gift card.
Yeah. Well done. Congratulations. That $100 gift card is yours to Woolworths. Woolworths proudly supporting Tasmanian producers. It's great when it's from our state.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
We got some birthdays to shout out, submitted through the website, cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw for $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. Listen out, because before the end of the show, we'll award that voucher also.
We sure will. Okay, a huge happy birthday to Brady Jackson from Camdale. Huge happy birthday to Uncle Brady. Have the best day. Lots of love, Dem, Zach and Logs.
We've got Acacia from Smithton. Happy 14th birthday, my cheeky beast. Have a fantastic day at school. See you when you get home. Hugs and kisses from Mum, Dad and Leon.
Another one for you, Acacia from Smithton. Happy birthday, Acacia. Hope you have an awesome day. From your most annoying friend, Lace.
Fletcher Murfitt from Devonport. Happy 7th birthday, Biggie. Have a fabulous day, Saturday, celebrating what a happy, kind and caring person you are. Love from Mum, Damo and Lily.
I'm going to need help with this one, Adam.
Quandale Dingle.
Thank you. Happy 69th birthday. You're the best uncle from your nieces, Annabelle, Bella, Charlotte and your brother, JC.
Elijah Briggs from Ulverston. Happy 2nd birthday, Eli. Looking forward to the party on the weekend from your great auntie Sherry, Uncle Nick, Dimity and Shanae.
Not going to lie, Adam. Need your help again. Serenity.
Serenity.
Yeah.
Yep.
Happy birthday from Bernie. Happy 9th birthday. Hope you have the most wonderful day. Love, Mum, Cam, Ava and Ilana.
Need your help. I can't read this.
It's my name.
What's it say? Can't read it.
It's me. I'm there. It says Ari the Hype.
Happy birthday to Ari
Turner's
the Hype
Beach.
From Turner's Beach. Happy birthday to our number one hype girl. Have the best weekend celebrating the amazing you. Lots of love from the Ralphs on Lawrence Drive.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Harry, Naomi, Jeremy, and, of course, Maybell.
Now, you can't corrupt the prize and just have them win because it was for you.
No, I don't draw them.
That'd be highly criminal.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Go spinach.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, we're on the same page.
For once.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Now, that dog we mentioned ages ago that was running around the TAFE is still at the TAFE.
Still running around. So it's now been confirmed that it's a white poodle with a black coat running around Valley Road area. Wendy has tried to catch it. It looked very frightened. Couldn't catch it. She believes that it possibly might be deaf because it seemed very scared and, like, wasn't actually, like, looking around, like, when they were calling out for it. So last tried to catch it in the bushland next to the soccer ground. It has a collar and tags but can't quite get to it.
Yeah, to have a look at that collar.
So you're missing a poodle.
Yeah, could be yours right there at the TAFE. The TAFE is where it's been for some time, like an hour now, hasn't it?
Yeah, so please go get your little pooch.
Big time. Chorus King's next. CFM's Adam and Ari. G'day, how you going?
Morning.
Good, thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Joel Corey, CFM's Adam and Ari.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus King.
Sing it.
It is time to sing it, to become a chorus king. All you need to do is finish the chorus. So we're going to play a little snippet. If you know the words that come next to complete the chorus, give us a buzz on 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us.
We'll draw that today too because, of course, prize giving Friday today.
Draw it.
Here's the line.
You and I will be young forever.
What up, dog? What comes next? 1-300-655-922.
What up, dog?
What comes next?
What up, dog?
Stir.
You and I will be young forever.
What up, dog?
1-300-655-922 if you possibly know the next bit. Come on, you know.
Take them to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus King.
Sing it.
Brock from Devonport on the line to be a chorus king.
What up, dog?
Brock, we're going to give you the line of the song and you're going to take it from there, all right?
Yep, easy.
Let's do it, Brock.
You and I will be young forever.
Go,
go, Brock!
What up, dog? You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream.
Get it, Brock.
How about that, Brock?
The way you turn me on.
We've got to check the tape. Oh, he has done it. Nice work, Brocky boy. You're today's chorus king.
Thanks, mate. Brilliant.
Well done, Brock. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. They're local just like that. Just like that. Awesome. Just like us.
Thank you very much.
I don't like peas.
Do you not? They are a bit of a nuisance.
I think they're just an annoying vegetable.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM.
Chat. What did you say? I forgot what you just said.
That's not how you come out of a song. CFM's Adam and Ari, good morning. Joined by sales manager Mark Vernon. Have a seat, Mark.
Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Ari.
Hello, darling.
Let's give him a clap.
Hello.
Oh, let's give him, yeah, well done. You bought a bowling alley.
We did.
What'd you do that for?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. It just seemed like a good idea at the time, I think.
Are you good at bowling?
No. No, I'm not, but that's the good thing about Tempian bowling, isn't it? You don't have to be good to enjoy it.
You just put the bumpers up, hey?
That's right. It's actually a bit like karaoke. Like, the people that are good at it, you're sort of annoyed with them. Like, what? Like, you ruin it for everyone.
That's actually a fair point, hey? Fair point. You go bowling with that one person that just gets strike. Yeah, it's like, oh, come on. Get off.
Yeah, no, Karen's a lot better than me, but yeah.
So what's the process? So you've bought it now, but it's not open yet, or
No? So it's still open. Rick and Rebecca, the guys that have had it for the last 18 years, they're still running it at the moment up until the end of the month, and then we take over 1st of July.
So and it just stays open.
Stays open. Yep.
You're thinking of shutting down, changing anything, or building anything on?
We've got a lot of plans for refit, refurbish, but we'll try and do it without closing down, and it'll take a while. So we're talking, you know, it could be a 2, even 3 year plan for everything that we want to do.
Yeah.
But we'll start making changes pretty much straight away.
Yeah,
and
cool.
Ramp it up.
And now I've heard along the grapevine that Karen's family maybe have some bowling experts in the team. So you don't know much about bowling, but she does.
Yeah, so Karen understands the leagues and how that all works. I've got a lot to learn there. But because her parents were league bowlers, so Karen actually used to go to the creche at the Tempian Bowling Alley when they had it when she was little. So she's spent a lot of time there.
So it's like close to her heart there. All those childhood memories.
That's right. Yep. Yep.
Fantastic. Any like snack ideas? I think hot dogs.
Yeah. Real big hot dogs. Like not just like a hot dog with just the meat. Like I want loaded ones with bacon and cheese and all the sauces.
That's where you guys in the community come in. We want to know what everyone wants. So jump on our Facebook page and let us know what you'd like to see there. That's
awesome. I do have some bowling alley experience.
Yeah, I heard you've had some bowling alley experience.
I used to run a bowling alley in Darwin.
You ran it?
Well, it wasn't mine, but I was one of the managers, the floor managers. Yeah, assistant manager.
Yeah.
Ran all the parties and stuff. It's a pretty wild time. Mm. People get intense when they bowl.
So if Adam ever needs another co-host and you need somewhere else to go, come and talk to me.
There you go.
Noted.
What about a bar? Do they serve beer there?
Or? They don't. Not at the moment. Yep. But, we will be applying for a liquor licence, so you'll be able to have a beer and a bowl.
That will be fun.
We want to make it a really great place for people to be able to come and have a couple of drinks while they have some entertainment, or while the kids are having a bowl, you can sit and have a drink.
Yep.
We'll definitely be doing that. To what level? We're still kind of working out.
Yep.
We're kind of thinking maybe beer and wine lounge kind of vibe.
Cool.
But, we'll be speaking to some architects over the next couple of weeks and see what we can do.
This is so exciting for Devonport.
Mm. Yeah, so
exciting.
Where can people find you on Facebook if they want to follow along?
Just under Devonport Tempian Bowl.
Yep.
There wasn't a social media presence before, so we've started one just before we've taken over, just to kind of get things up and rolling, and the response has been insane. The first post that went up to say, hey, we bought the bowling alley, we had over 1,000 followers in under 24 hours and 20,000 reach, I think. So
cool.
It's something obviously the community's really excited about.
Yep.
Which is
How about TikTok or Instagram?
No, haven't gone down that route yet.
Imagine a synchronized dance that involves bowling as well. So you dance and bowl at the same time.
Good. Come on, get on the tick of the talk.
Yeah. I might have to get you guys down to do that one, I reckon.
But, we can help out.
What is the song? Jiggle, jiggle, it falls. I like it when you bowl, bowl, it rolls.
That could be our theme song.
I try. I really try. That's the best I've got.
Nice work. Nice work, Ari.
Thank you.
Nice work, Mark.
Excellent.
Thanks for telling us about it. Mark Vernon, sales manager and also a bowling extraordinaire.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Barry.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, g'day, Friday.
Happy Friday!
Prize giving Friday too, so by the 10 o'clock mark we will have given out some prizes today too.
So many prizes to give away today.
Now listen,
it is
Ari,
a great day.
Where did we land on the Hinge boy you've been talking to? Are you going to his house in Lonnie this weekend
dinner? No, not this weekend. I'm actually jam-packed this weekend. Sarah, your old mate, is coming over on Sunday morning and she's going to cook me bacon maple pancakes, one of my favourites.
Bacon maple pancakes.
Yeah, I think it's bacon and maple.
Will there be some kind of whipped butter?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and mimosas for brekkie. So I'm feeling very loved. Another bestie's coming over on Saturday night for a Beveragino.
Interesting.
And we're going to that thing, that fire and mountain festival at Mount Noman on Sunday. Yeah. And I'll be hanging out with you, Bossman's girlfriend.
The great Lee Dixon is coming in.
The great Lee Dixon, yeah. So it's going to be a little bit of a work party.
When was the last time you drank?
Actually, fair point.
Months, hasn't it been?
The last time I drank was at my bestie's wedding, and that was April 9th.
Right, and then you're going to have mimosas, what, tomorrow morning? That could get interesting.
Sunday morning. I'm going to have probably just a red wine maybe on Saturday night, but I won't have a lot, like... Two, man.
So that'll be the first one. You're planning Saturday night will be the first one.
Yeah, and then Sunday morning.
So then you're really just going to pull the pin on that grenade then.
Well, there's mulled wine. How can you say no to a mulled wine
at
a winter festival?
Yeah.
You know, like...
That's a very good
point. I'm going to have a drink on Sunday, I might as well have one Saturday night, you know what I mean?
Go the whole hog is what you're saying.
It's a birthday celebration.
Okay.
Pour one now, Adam.
Interesting.
No, just kidding. Just kidding. Don't do that.
Hey, on the way, Bon Jovi for your birthday. Harry Styles for your birthday.
Thank you.
This is Zara Larsson for your birthday. Lush life.
The life I'm living.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Ari's birthday this Sunday.
I'm feeling very loved today. I've just received a message from Mr. Cruz. We know Mr. Cruz as CFM's Apple for the Teacher of 2021, as well as Stanton, who's come into the studio a few times to do, like, weather updates with his little pug.
Yeah, he invited us to do the judo.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. I was almost going to say taekwondo. Was it taekwondo or judo?
Taekwondo.
Yeah, see, we said the other day we did judo, but we did taekwondo, didn't we?
Oh, we did. Anyway, they've sent a little voice message, a little video. So adorable.
Happy birthday, Ari. You're a legend.
You rock.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks. So they're at Devonport Christian School. Thank you so much.
I've had my mind blown just realising that we didn't even do judo. Taekwondo.
Oh, my God.
So taekwondo is Korean, judo is Japanese.
That's so embarrassing for us, hey?
Yeah, and taekwondo is like striking-based and kick-based and stuff.
Judo's
and
like wrestling.
Grappling and, yeah.
I'm only just remembering these details too. Yeah, judo is like nothing like taekwondo. We did taekwondo.
That's why you had the better grunt, because it was actually a judo grunt. See, my grunt was taekwondo-based.
Anyway, keep an eye on our Facebook page, though, because we do still have tickets, double pass, to judo, not taekwondo, to give away.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out.
Don't miss that.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. That's another mission complete. Before we go, let's dish them out.
Prize giving Friday.
C, don't give it to you. We don't give it to you. C, don't give it to you. We don't give it to you. Come on.
Prize giving Friday.
All right, it's time to get dishing.
Yeah.
Congratulations to our Who Dat winner of the week, Kermit, like Kermit the Frog.
It ain't easy being green, but it is today, mate, because you've got $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and water heater assessment, plus you got $50 to spend at a cut above quality meats.
Well done, Kermit. Word Sanger winner of the week. Gonzo from Devonport.
Gonzo, buy yourself a Hunter S. Thompson book. He's your namesake. And go and enjoy $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater, player.
Enjoy those nice new house plants. I've got FOMO. A huge congratulations to our chorus king of the week, Congratulations, Brock from Devonport.
Brock, mate. Thanks for helping Ash out all those times on Pokemon too, Brock. Plus, you got $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics, so enjoy that, man. Get a Pokeball or something with it, Brock.
Yes. You are so weird. And a huge congratulations to our birthday book winner of the week, Rylan Dawkins.
Happy birthday, Rylan, and enjoy your $50 voucher to peppermint parties in East Devonport.
You can actually get quite a lot of balloons for that too. Sussed it out yesterday.
Well, I think some of the decorations in this studio right now are from the Party Man, Peppermint
Pete.
They
are from the Party Man, so enjoy your $50 voucher to spend at peppermint parties.
Everyone, wish Ari a happy birthday if you see her around the weekend, and grab a key tag off her Friends with Benefits too. She probably
You know what? I'm going to put them in my pocket.
Oh.
I'll put them in my pocket.
Nice.
I'll take a big handful out of the bowl downstairs and I'll take them with me all weekend.
The girl responsible for a lot of these decorations and the flume tickets, I believe, Mickey, has your workday hits next.
I know. Thank you so much, Mickey. Love you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
So there you go. And
What actually did happen today, though? Like, I know we just listened, but, like, what?
The first thing that you said to Mickey when she walked in, because she was responsible for a lot of this decoration, was, what did you call her? You call her a d-hole.
I did call her a d-hole.
Nice.
Yeah, I did, because I was just like, you little MF, you, yeah, I just got aggressive. I was like, you dick, and then you missed it. I'm just like so grateful that I just wanted to abuse her with that language.
Horrible, grateful. Horrible, really horrible stuff.
Well, you can say those to you can say that thing.
Because
she knows it's from love.
Yeah.
She was like, "Wow, I don't think I've ever been called a d-hole."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, water comes out of you, mate."
What else comes out?
Oh, stop. Stop.
You scared?
Stop it. Anyway, yeah, so grateful, honestly. Like, yeah, that has made my day. Made my birthday, so thank you. Really grateful.
What do you think about my teachers?
What about your teachers?
Like, threatening defamation of character.
That's pretty... Oh, yeah, I forgot that happened. That's pretty intense, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, you got some cray-cray teachers.
They were like, are you aware of what defamation of character is?
No,
we were like,
actually.
No, you haven't taught us that.
Maybe teach us at first in class and then tell us that's what you're going to do.
Well, we've contacted the Department of Education legal section and there is grounds for defamation here.
To a 16-year-old. Like,
also,
oh, my God,
it's also humour. Like, that's how I learned that actually when you're being humorous or satirising stuff that it's not defamation because it's a joke. And you are actually allowed to joke in our society, unfortunately, for those teachers. You're allowed to make jokes. People parody things all the time.
I know.
So they were just threatening us being, you know. I mean, but imagine you go into teaching and you end up becoming that kind of monster.
Was he old? Like, was he super, super old, like, when he was teaching?
A couple of them, because it was him and there was also, like, I don't know if she was the assistant. He was the assistant principal, but. So he's sort of old, yeah.
Mm.
But there was a lady as well, and she was going off her head as well about it. She was like, when I heard it, I was outraged. I was outraged.
Yeah, it's so weird, isn't it?
It's like it's a comedy
like
song.
It's just for a lull. Yeah. Pipe down, players. It's, pipe down.
My God.
So weird. Can we just go back to the fact that Mickey arranged all the decorations with Renna and Tex from downstairs, and Boss Man and Boss Man's GF have given me this whole hamper birthday present, and that there's glitter all over the studio, and there's streamers, and then there's all these beautiful messages from all the staff members. Then I go and read all the messages, and Adam hasn't even written one.
Yeah, because they did it too late for me.
You were sitting here this morning looking at it, and you didn't even write one.
No, I didn't see that there were messages there until you'd already got it.
There's black text all over them.
Yeah, but I was busy prepping the show. I've got to prep the show and stuff.
True.
And I was getting ready to film your reaction.
Yeah, thank you for filming that. I full on cried. It was like ugly cry, but YOLO.
Ugly.
I don't know. It's so ugly, isn't it? I don't know.
I'm just joking,
like,
though.
I'm just not my morning today. And then it was my morning. It's like, what the heck? So beautiful.
Mm.
So beautiful. And I got flume tickets. I just can't deal. I honestly, I can't deal. Honestly, best day. Best day. I'm going to Flume. And because you're listening this long, I got Flume tickets to give away next week. Double pass to give away next week. Adam's on leave for 2 weeks.
I've had it.
You haven't even told the coast you've gone on leave for 2 weeks. Are you going on leave to go get, like, are you going on job interviews or something? Is that what you're doing?
Nah.
Are you
I wish. Wouldn't that be nice?
I think you are.
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
I've got no interviews lined up, no.
But you're going away for 2 weeks. It was pretty sudden, too. Like,
maybe since Brent has left Hot 100 up there in Darwin, go for
you
that.
You can't go there. You can't.
Why not?
Well, I want to go too. I'll go back to Darwin for sure. Like, yeah. I wouldn't even question it. I'd be, like, back in my hood. You know?
Just somewhere where we don't split the crews across us will do me. There's anywhere that they don't do that.
Okay.
So. Should we turn them off?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Love you. Bye.